I'm D-U-N-K-E-N.
And I'm T-R-E-V-O-R.
And you're listening to
Duncan and Trevor. All right, misspelled son of mine. What is your question for Trevor tonight?
If you lost your voice for one day, how would you communicate with people?
So if I lost my voice for a day, how would I speak or communicate with people? I guess I couldn't speak, so how would I get them to listen to me?
Maybe use your hands.
What was Mama doing? She was signaling something at me with her hands, but she wasn't saying anything. You're kicking Mama. That was a good example. So Mama went like this. Something like that. Said, no, stop it. So you could use your hands, right?
Yeah.
What if I just got a notebook and carried it around with me and wrote down all the things I wanted to say to people? That could work.
Yeah.
Yep. Like right now I could write, because we're lying on Mama and Papa's bed to do the podcast, I could write in your notebook, don't fart under the covers, right? And you would know that I wanted to tell you that because I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else could I do? I could use sign language if I knew it. I only know a few signs.
Like what?
What else?
No, like what? Signs.
Maybe I don't know any. What else? What else could I do? Oh, maybe I could just send an email or a text message. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, Google. Send a message to Rachel.
Sorry, I can't send messages yet.
That's because I've lost my voice, right?
No,
if I've lost my voice, I can't communicate with a voice assistant to do my tasks. But I could type with my fingers. My fingers don't require a voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all the ideas I have. That was a good question. You ready for mine?
Yes, sir. Do you?
I have two parts to my question. The first is, how many freckles do you have?
One.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Mama says more.
Two.
Are you just guessing?
Yeah.
No, I think you have more than two.
Three?
No, I think you have more than three.
Four?
I don't know. Put your arms out. Let's see. It's pretty dark in this room. How many freckles do you have?
I have one on my ear.
Okay. Back of your arm, Mama is saying?
Where?
Well, you are young in the life of freckles. So I don't think you have that many. You don't have as many as Mama or Papa. See all the ones on my arm?
Yeah.
So the second part of the question I was going to ask you is, if you were to draw lines between the freckles on your body, like connect the dots, what picture would it make?
I think I would want it to be something hard to draw.
So you would need lots of freckles?
Yeah.
Or maybe because you don't have that many, it's really tough to make out what the thing is. Would it be an object? Would it be an animal? What would be the thing once you connect your freckles with lines? What do you think?
I think I would want it to be a monster.
A monster?
Yeah.
The freckle monster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know if you connect all the freckles on my arm, what it turns into?
No.
It just says freckles. It spells it out.
How do
you... F-R-E-C-K-L-E-S. It just says freckles.
How do you know that?
Yeah, it's because I'm joking. Yeah, I'm not telling the truth. So you would make a freckle monster.
What would you make?
Wow. Aside from a bad joke, not much. Maybe mine would be somebody laughing. but not at my jokes, at someone else's. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow? Or maybe in 2 minutes, because we're recording an extra episode because Papa is out tomorrow.
Yeah, so listen to the next one today.
Well, we'll publish it tomorrow. We'll do today and tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow. Today, tomorrow. No, we'll do tomorrow today, but put it out tomorrow so that you can hear today, but tomorrow, not today. You know what I mean?
No.
See ya, bye-bye. See ya, bye-bye.
See ya, Trevor. Stop.